This is Wade Reth. You're with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Treasury Department approved an application from the Board of Trustees of the Iron Workers Local 17 Pension Fund to cut vested benefits. It's the first time Treasury has approved benefit cuts under the Klein-Miller Pension Reform Law of 2014, which allows trustees of multi-employer pension plans to cut vested benefits, provided they're approved by Treasury and provided that doing so would restore the plan to solvency. Owners of the adultery website, Ashley Madison, will pay a $1.66 million penalty to the Federal Trade Commission in several states because of lax data security and deceptive practices, with almost 15 million of the fines suspended because of their inability to pay. Christine Lagarde, the head of the International Monetary Fund, escaped any jail time or fine after being found guilty in a case involving the misuse of public funds during her time as French finance minister. Consumers are slow to participate in healthcare price transparency and comparison applications. Most healthcare plans provide such tools, but report only 2% look at them. Aetna offers such a tool to 94% of its commercial market enrollees, but only 3.5% use it. Only 1% of New Hampshire residents use their tool. Four so-called Robin Hood restaurants have opened in Spain over the last month that make money serving breakfast and lunch so that they can subsidize dinner for the homeless in the evening. They were organized by Father Angel Rodriguez, who is the president of Messengers of Peace, a nonprofit with 3,900 employees and 5,000 volunteers that provide social services. New Orleans settled three Katrina-era civil suits over police brutality for $13.3 million when police shot and killed people on the Danziger Bridge who were fleeing the floods. A new first-of-its-kind study has found that pregnancy changes a woman's brain, altering the size and structure of areas involved in perceiving the feelings and perceptions of others, presumably to prepare for the birth of the child. The unemployment rate for Americans with a college degree was just 2.3% in November. In 2015, workers with degrees earned an average 70% more than those without. The Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rath. This bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.